It is a Saturday morning in CCU land, a holiday weekend, when we bring in Ted Farrell with another wine chat from Haskell's. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm quite well. Thanks for asking. I tell you, I'm looking at this forecast, and this is picture perfect. I mean, you think about low humidity, warm temperatures, a lot of sunshine. We must be doing something right.
Well, it's about time because, you know, historically, Memorial Day is usually kind of crummy. It's always overcast and kind of rainy and almost even snow and sleety. So we can take and we'll take whatever we can get because it is just quite gorgeous. I'm calling you from the Great North Woods up here. A little bit cooler, but it's just fantastic. You look outside and the trees are all green and the sky is blue and everything seems to be right.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Well, what can we chat about today, Ted?
Well, it is Memorial Day weekend, and we'd like to, you know, first of all, give a recognition to everybody who served and everybody who has fallen for our country, because that's what this holiday is truly about. You know, over the years, it's always been Happy Memorial Day, Happy Memorial Day, and that kind of ethos has changed where, you know, it's a little bit more of an appreciation rather than, let's say, a real happy occasion. And it is that because you have to look around and see what people have given for this country to make it as great as it is. And that's what we'd like to do in appreciation to all of our listeners and people getting together today to celebrate and to remember. What we kind of wanted to do was we put together some wines for everybody, and they're from wines from all around the world. And they're just special deals for the listeners so they can swing on into any of the stores and pick up these deals and kind of be prepared. So when they do get together and kind of remember and appreciate what they do have, it will make their celebration even better. And we started out with a little Prosecco, and it's a nice deal. It's the Baccio della Luna Prosecco, and it's two bottles for $24.99. Great deal. You get a little bit of volume there as far as two bottles for that price. So you're, you know, when you, people come over, you have enough for it. But, you know, Prosecco is such a fun, sparkling wine. We talk about it quite often. You know, it comes from that region up in the northeast. It's still about northeast of Venice by about, you know, 100 miles or so. But it comes from that northeast region in Italy. Wonderful. I know the Italians have taken a little bit of the page out of the French right now, and they're protecting the word Prosecco the way the French protect champagne. They want people to know that. So they even changed the name of the grape varietal. For years and years, the grape varietal that went into Prosecco was called Prosecco. But they're running into that problem where there could be Prosecco made in California or down in Chile or all around the world. So they changed the name actually to Galera. And now that grape varietal is used, so that people have to use that term, but they're protecting the word Prosecco because it is special and they take great pride into it. And it's a very fun sparkling wine because it's a mellower sparkling wine compared to champagne or traditional method sparkling wines. You know, to get a little technical, it's 2 atmospheres of pressure in the bottle versus about 4, in some cases even 5 when you're dealing that. So it's the Italians call the style frizzante, which is kind of a fizzle. But again, if you're having people coming over and, you know, everyone's gathering up and people are bringing dishes to share, it's a great way to pop one of those bottles, fill up a glass, and, you know, you're ready to kind of just enjoy one another's company. Now, we can't live on just sparkling wine alone, so we selected a rosé from made in California, but believe it or not, the juice comes from France, and it's Fog Mountain Rosé. So 2 bottles of Fog Mountain Rosé for $19.99. I mean, average it out, $10 a bottle. You know, rosés for years always got painted into the corner of just this sweet, almost Kool-Aid type wine with the white Zinfandels and all that. But a truly well-made rosé is so wonderful and so delicious. You can put a nice chill on it. It drinks very well. You know, you get a bits of kind of dried strawberry, a little bit of stone fruit from this. It's made from Grenache grapes, so it has a little bit more intense flavor than, say, some of the other ones that might be made from a Pinot Noir. But it's made by our old friends, the Boissés, and the Boissés have been a family of friends for years and years and years. About 2.5 years ago, we had a wonderful lunch at their estate in Beaujolais where our family got together with their family, and you just kind of sat around. You had a wonderful meal that lasted, you know, classic French lunch that lasted about 2.5 hours, and it was so wonderful. But again, it's just you're appreciating one another's company. We're appreciating, obviously, one another's business. But, you know, that we've been doing business so long, it developed into more of a friendship than it did a business relationship. And wonderful wine. In the Fog Mountain, they produce the grape, or the juice, actually, down in the south of France, in and around the Rhone Valley. But then they package it up in a large container, bring it over to the United States, and they bottle it. And the Fog Mountain, it's a wonderful wine, line of wines that we do have. They have other varietals. They have a Cabernet and a Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and even a Field Blend. Field Blend's kind of unique because that is an old-fashioned way of baking wine where they literally threw all the grapes all together in the field and then crushed them, so they didn't know exactly what they had. But the Fog Mountain Rosé is very, very nice. And again, two bottles for $19.99. That way you can fill up the cooler. You're ready and raring. It's nice and dry. It's not overly sweet at all. Just a very approachable rosé just to enjoy, whether you're having salads, and just crisp, light seafood. It's terrific. One of the other deals that we put together was a Bourgogne Blanc by our friends, the Guichots. Now, nowadays, you're seeing Burgundy wines really, really finally hit their stride as far as you know, people's awareness of them. And unfortunately, though, that does mean those prices are skyrocketing across the board. A friend of mine, Benoit, kind of coined the term that Burgundy right now is the billionaire's battleground, where all these guys are kind of flocking to Burgundy, buying up all these vineyards and buying up all these small lands. And that's the interesting thing about Burgundy. It is almost a postage stamp as far as the amount of wine that they produce. It's very small, very tiny, and you have these people swooping in, buying them up, and, you know, as a status symbol. So you're seeing those prices in Burgundy really skyrocket. But if you can get a couple Chardonnays like this, it's the Guichot Bourgogne Chardonnay, $29.99 for two bottles. It's a great wine. And this one in particular is one of I really like. I actually picked up a case for this weekend just because it is so smooth. You know, a lot of times people, when they're drinking Chardonnays, kind of get intimidated by them because there's so much oak or buttery flavor. They're kind of over the top. I kind of joke, there's so much oak in it, you need a chainsaw to drink it. But with that, these are approachable wines. The Burgundians kind of do their Bourgogne Chards a little bit different, where they don't use brand new barrels, because barrels are so expensive. They're about $1,000, $1,500 a barrel. So what they do for their Bourgogne Chards, and generally that means the wines come from all over the Burgundy Valley, where it isn't just one little location, whether it's one little vineyard or one little town. They kind of blend up all their other grape varietals. If their Chasson Montrachet isn't that great or it's a little subpar, they'll blend that into a Bourgogne, or same thing with their Macon or whatever. They'll blend it all in there and they call it a white Burgundy. And that's why it's inexpensive compared to, let's say, a Pellini Montrachet, which right now averages about $75 a bottle. The Bourgogne Chard is still a very approachable, and it's a great entryway into appreciated Burgundy. And this one in particular is so nice because it isn't over the top, you know, oaky, buttery, you know, it's just a well-made, easy drinking, pleasant wine, so it won't overpower what you're kind of trying to do. And again, this was some roasted chicken off the grill, just a match made in heaven. And the Guichot family, we've been, for us, it's only been about 15 years, so they're kind of a newbie in the Haskell's repertoire of producers, but they just always, every year after year after year, really produce great quality, wonderful wines. And again, two bottles of a Bourgogne Chardonnay for $30. I mean, that is just a steal. And it's, again, it's a great entry level, great step into Burgundy. If you never tried a Burgundy, I'd always try to recommend this one because it's so wonderful and fine, fine wine. Lastly, what we have is we put together a Cabernet that comes from the Languedoc region down in the south of France. Now, the Languedoc region is quite huge. It stems basically from the Rhone Valley all the way over to the Pyrenees. And so it's a huge, huge area. Actually, the region itself produced more wine than the entire United States about 5 years ago. So it's very vast. But the interesting thing is they have a beautiful climate in order to grow so many different grape varietals. They're close to the ocean, so you kind of get that oceanic climate. But then just even about 5K in, they have the hills and the mountains that all of a sudden you kind of get a drier climate, a little bit easier to approach. So what we picked was Laforge Cabernet. Now, Laforge, great wine. My father and I stumbled upon this wine. Oh, and now it's about 21 years ago when we were in France for Vin Expo, which was kind of the Detroit auto show of the wine industry. All the producers would get along. They get together, they show their wines, and he and I were walking up and down the aisles. And all of a sudden, this bottle of wine caught our eye where we first thought it was one of these Californian exclusive unicorn wines called Harlan. But we looked, and it was called Laforge, and we sat down and met with Mr. Moss and chatted him up, and we've been carrying it ever since, and it's been a great, great entry into our catalog of wines because it is so delicious. I have friends in the past that would keep some Laforge around, especially, you know, those guys who like to intimidate one another with their bottles of wine and show off their wine, you know, or these guys that call it the expense account wines that they love to spend a lot of money on. And this friend of mine would pull this bottle out and show it to everybody, and they're blown away. Oh, wow, wow, how much is that? They'd say, well, it's only about $16 at Haskell's. So we have these two bottles of Laforge Cabernet for $24.99. And again, it's a big, rich Cabernet. It goes well, obviously, with any kind of meat being grilled on if you're grilling that, or if you're even just doing some barbecue, ribs, that type of thing. It's just a wonderful expression of Cabernet. I think everybody will truly, truly enjoy it. It's a big, robust cab. But then again, it's not at the robust price. And again, the Languedoc down in the south, wonderful area. You know, you're overlooking most of the time parts of the Mediterranean, very hilly, gorgeous area. And Mr. Moss has been a friend of the Farrell family for quite some time making these wines. And they also have several other expressions as well. Chardonnay, Merlot, Syrah, Viognier. And the Viognier that they make, in our humble opinion, is probably the best Viognier dollar for dollar that is made. We truly enjoy that one. So there you have it, Denny. Four wines for our viewers. Just come on in and ask for that special.
Well, I tell you what, not only do the wines themselves sound great, but the prices are kind of outstanding. I was kind of taken aback by those prices. And it's a great, you know, we think about getting together not only for various holidays or birthdays or weddings, graduations. What great gift idea for gift giving with these prices and these great wines, wouldn't you say?
I would say, Denny, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, that's the whole point about kind of enjoying wine. It's usually you do it with people, and it is a communal setup. You know, you people get together, whether it is for this big barbecue over this weekend or whatever, you get together and you share wine and you share experiences and talk about things. And again, you appreciate what you have. You appreciate what people have given you on a weekend like this.
Oh, yeah.
You pick that up, and it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah, you're right. Let's think about what this weekend is all about. Ted, for those that maybe don't know, tell us where we can find Haskell's around the area.
Well, you can swing into any one of those Haskell's to pick up any of those four deals that we have ready for you to take care of anything that you need. And, you know, if you don't want to do wine, we have beers and other alcohol that do it. Make sure that your Memorial Day experience is wonderful. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center, a Haskell's in Highland Village in St. Paul, Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. If you're out on the lake today on a gorgeous day like today, stop by Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. You can even pop into our restaurant and have a burger if you wanted to. There's also a Haskell's in White Bear Lake if you're out the east, or if you're up and down the St. Croix River, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. There's a Haskell's right off of 35 in Faribault. There's also a Haskell's in Plymouth if you're on your way north, or stop by our Haskell's Super Cellar right in Maple Grove. You can't believe all the deals. And if that is too inconvenient for you, if you're not any near those, stop by Haskells.com 24/7. You can place the order. We'll even deliver it for you.
Fantastic.
Happy Memorial Day, or have a wonderful Memorial Day.
Yes.
Please remember what it's all about.
Absolutely. Ted, thanks a lot. Let's do this again next week.
I look forward to it.
Ted Farrell from Haskells.